So the Monetary Council received the governor's report on monetary and credit conditions in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. The report assesses the recent trends in monetary and credit conditions within the context of the bank's broader objectives of ensuring the stability of the exchange rate and exchange arrangements and the stability of the financial system. The key messages from the report were monetary conditions were assessed to have eased during 2016 as the money supply continued to increase. However, credit conditions tightened, as reflected in the contraction in credit and the widening of the commercial bank's weighted average interest rate spread. The exchange rate anchor remained stable and strong throughout 2016, supported by adequate foreign reserves. Exchange rate stability underpins monetary stability, thereby sustaining the confidence necessary for economic activity. And consistent with the global and regional trends, real output growth in the ECCU stood at 2.6% in 2016, compared with 2.8% in 2015. Having considered the monetary and credit conditions in the ECCU, the Monetary Council agreed to maintain the minimum savings deposit rate at 2% and maintain the central bank's discount rate at 6.5%. The minimum savings rate is the lowest rate commercial banks can offer on savings deposits. The central bank's discount rate is the rate at which the ECCB lends to commercial banks. In respect to financial sector stability, for the year 2016, the ECCU financial system was assessed as stable, and the resilience of the financial system to potential adverse shocks strengthened, and major risk to financial stability in the ECCU diminished. However, the banking sector continued to be challenged by structural vulnerabilities, including correspondent banking relationships. In keeping with its goal for maintaining financial stability, the ECCB would commence publication of a financial stability report annually. The report is aimed at identifying risk and vulnerabilities in the ECCU financial system, assess the resilience of the financial system to domestic and external shocks, and provide information on the soundness of the financial system and the various initiatives that regulators and governments are pursuing to mitigate risk to the ECCU financial system. And of course, as you know, the citizens of the Monetary Union have been raising concerns about bank fees and high bank fees and the varied types of bank fees. And what we have decided to do on the recommendation of the central bank is to publish the fees and charges for commercial banks by territory. So this will be placed on the bank's website. So in the case of, say, St. Vincent, all of the banks in St. Vincent, the fees, all of the charges will be posted side by side. So discerning clients of the banks can study them and make informed decisions on their own banking practices. In respect to fiscal and debt sustainability, the combined overall surplus in the fiscal operations of the ECCU member governments rose to $321.4 million at the end of 2016. That is from $107.8 million in 2015. The regional debt to gross domestic product, which was 79.3% in 2014, declined to 73.3% in 2015, and 72.5% in 2016. The fiscal position of member governments is expected to continue to strengthen. Gains are expected in tax and non-tax revenue as economic activity increases, and the citizenship by investment programs, once investments proceed apace, then we will see continued positive results. I will now pass on to my colleague, Honorable Gaston Brown, the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance of Antigua and Barbuda.